Before starting this video, a quick shout out to all my subscribers. Again, thank you guys for the sub. I really appreciate it. And I do hope you would like my future videos, including this one. Okay, in this video, I'm just going to show you how to create simple web page banners you can post on your accounts or your web pages. It really depends on you. And again, I'm just going to show you some basic applications you can do with GIMP. So the idea behind this is from Mr. Jai here, one of my subscribers. He's a cool rapper. You might want to check out his channel as well as his MySpace account. So thanks for the idea, sir. And let's get started. Well, I know I had featured GIMP in a lot of videos of mine before, so you might want to check those out as well. And GIMP is a freeware program that is pretty much like Photoshop. So anyway, let's get started. I'm going to do some simple web banners. And this is, well, it's quite simple to do. It's quick also. So let's get started. You go to File, then go to New. Then you go to the template, you expand this, and you have an option between the web banner common, which is 468 by 60 pixels, or the web banner huge, which is 728 by 90 pixels. So I'm just going to go with common, hit OK. And I know my background is pretty boring by now. But anyway, I'm just going to change this to black because I really like black with my fill tool. And then I'm going to use the application I had discussed with making abstract wallpapers. That's right, I'm going to use abstract flames to be my background here in my banner. So I'm just going to choose my foreground and background colors. Just going to go with certain types of green or shades of green, like so. Then just go to filters. Now go to render. I'm just going to show you that. So you go to filters, then go to render, then go to nature, then go to flame, like so. So the flame window will pop up. So you can change your view by zooming in or zooming out, like so. You can change the X offset, the Y offset, or basically just change the pattern. So you have a variety of patterns here, like swirl, linear, horseshoe, but I'll go with spherical. So I'll go with this one. Hit OK if you're satisfied. And just wait for your background to be loaded. So here we are. Kind of looks like my wallpaper, I know. So this is with the use of the render filter. You could also use the other filters for your background, or simply, well, use your image. You could also paste your image. Just cut it from a certain image and then paste it to your banner. So you can do that as well. Okay, now we add our text. So go to the text tool, like so. Choose your font style, your font size, and your font color. So I'm just going to go in the white. Then hit your area, your text editor will pop up, and type in whatever you want to type in. So this contains your message or your text, whichever you want to put in. So you select the move tool to put the text in place, like so. And I know it's pretty boring at the moment, but I'm going to show you a neat effect you can do with your text. So I'm going to make it transparent. So, basically go to layer, okay, layer, and then go to transparency. So I'm just going to move it to show you. Here we go. Layer, then transparency, then alpha to selection. So it should look like this one. Then you go to your text tool, select your text, and then go to the path from text button. So you hit that. So after you had done all that, you go to select, and we're going to shrink the areas we had selected. So you go to shrink. We're going to shrink it by 2 pixels, and it should look like this one. So after this, I'm just going to cut the selection by hitting Control X, like so. So it's pretty much transparent now, but we're not done yet. Alright. You go to your layers window, like so, and you create a new layer. With our new layer, I'm going to hide the other layers. We're going to paste what we had cut. So hit Control V, like so. And then we're going to reduce its opacity, like so. We're going to make it transparent, like that. And then we're going to anchor this one with our new layer that we had created by hitting right click and then anchor layer, like so. So we're going to show our original text, like so. And then we go to the move tool to be able to fit our transparent color, like so. So if you're satisfied with that, we open our background, like so, and here is your banner. So what I had done is basically use a couple of layers and then make my text transparent. So if you want an animated banner, all you have to do is pass this to an animation filter. You could also do some layers. This is an example of passing to an animated layer. This is the ripple effect. This one is the burn-in effect. And this one is basically by using layers. So I do hope you had learned from that. Thanks for watching this video. And if you have any questions, just message me on YouTube. Check out my YouTube partners on my channel. And thanks for watching, guys. Just have fun.